Welcome into a Friday Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier, something happened in the building yesterday.
Exciting
John.
Day. Yeah. Exciting day, exciting time right now. It really is.
It really was. A big day yesterday was the first day for Dave Caldwell in the building as general manager. He worked quickly, released Mike Mularkey of his duties early in the morning. The announcement came out at 11. In the afternoon, it was Caldwell's introductory press conference, and he really set the tone for his reign here.
Well, nobody's happy about the first part, obviously. Let's get that straight. I mean, I don't think it was a decision that Dave necessarily wanted to make. He mentioned in the press conference the need for an atmospheric change, a culture change, and that was part of it. But now it's time to move on from that. But it wasn't like the good feeling around here is not based on that.
It's a tough break for Mike Mularkey.
Sure.
He had a tough go of it in Buffalo, some front office issues there, had to leave, and a 2-14 record here. He just couldn't overcome it.
Timing is everything. You know, if he comes in with a little better roster, a little better setup, whatever, then maybe it's a 7-9 season that's perceived as going forward. But that wasn't what happened. And at some point, when you're Dave Caldwell coming in, you have to take the personal out of it and decide what's the best situation for this going forward, what's the best way to set the tone. And if you're looking for a complete culture change, then sometimes the old people, the old way, have to go so he can move in with his thing.
We talked about it before the press conference yesterday. Somebody's going to ask about quarterbacks, and quarterbacks are linked to success of general managers and head coaches.
Right.
That came up, and he answered it pretty definitively.
Yeah, he said, first of all, that it's going to be an open competition. There's probably going to be guys coming in either through the draft or free agency to compete with Blaine Gabbert, maybe Chad Henne. He kind of mentioned both of those guys. He was vague on that. But it seems like it's going to be a situation where there's an open competition between somebody here and somebody coming in from the outside. He, of course, made the big news by saying that somebody from the outside was not going to be Tim Tebow. And there's been a lot of reaction about that on both sides. Some people, as is always the case with Tebow, very positive about it. Some people very disappointed with it. But I think what you had to appreciate about what Dave did is he came out immediately and said, this is how it's going to be. He nipped it in the bud. He got that situation out of the way, and now it's not a distraction for him going forward, which I think is important.
Well, John, I saw it on the internet a couple weeks back. It must be true, right?
Well, as we've seen, you know, and I get the joke, but as we've seen with so many things from December through mid-February, when you're making coaching changes, when it's the off season, something that may have been true in late December, Shad Khan may have thought this is something that we want to do. Somebody in the organization may have thought this is something that's going to happen. Once you start hiring GMs, once you start looking around, once you start talking to people and gathering more information, which Shad is very good at, then the situation changes and it becomes very real that you have to let the GM set the course for the organization.
Speaking of coaching changes, Jaguars are looking for a head coach now. He didn't give up a lot of information yesterday regarding the search, but it is ongoing. It's already underway.
Well, it's so new yesterday. First of all, they had a process they needed to go through yesterday. They needed to get, you know, to get the old coach situated, if you will, and they needed to get their press conference established and the tone established. Now what's next is you start the interview process. There are plenty of reports about who might be coming in. There are plenty of reports about who might not. But now that process starts, and that's the next phase. And there was no reason to really start hinting around at that phase until it actually started.
We heard a lot from Shad Khan yesterday. It seems like he's learned a little bit from year one.
Sure.
Year one was, I think you said it earlier, a rough draft for him almost.
In a sense, sure. I mean, in the sense of some of the decisions you make, in the sense that when you write a rough draft, you're doing the best you can right then with what you know. And then when you come back and do it again, you see the things that may have been done different. You see what's changed. And I think that's where Shad Khan is right now. He's nothing. If you spend time with Shad, you know that he's nothing if not a good listener. And he asks the right questions, and he tries to learn. And he said yesterday, there was a feeling in the organization that they were close at this time last year. He said, obviously, at 2-14, with the way the season went, it's easy to see that that wasn't true. So now a lot of the circumstances changed. This was a different search, a different situation than what he went through last year looking for Mike Mularkey. And a new tone has been set, and that's where we are.
Good stuff. Busy couple of days, John.
It's always busy. Always good to be busy, right?
I guess better than the alternative.
That's exactly right.
Sure. We might be busy coming up, too. Coaching search going on. Any breaking news, we'll have it for you right here on Inside the Jaguars.